Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 11th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. The feeds are not popping, but it's a great day for playoff hockey, so at least Canada has that.
Sure, that's probably a thing. We are not here to talk to you about hockey, though. We are here to talk to you about Big Brother Canada 6 and everything that's been happening on the live feeds yesterday. But they were down for most of the day. They were doing some kind of task. So not too much to update here. It's also been kind of a slow week. People are preparing for the triple, getting ready for a potential twist to come and screw up the game. So that's what's been going on the feeds.
Hey, it wasn't sure just any task. It was a Wendy's task.
Oh, we'll get into it. Okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Make sure you join us in the chat room on robhaswebsite.com so you can talk to us about how nothing happened today or yesterday. So, yes, they did a Wendy's task. Olivia had some kind of separate task within the task that she managed to accomplish, and they all got videos from home and a Wendy's meal, and everyone was happy except for us because we didn't see any of it.
Yeah, which just means that this upcoming episode is just going to be more crying, as it was with Will's phone call and everybody's HOH videos. The phone calls from home destroy me, I think, more than anything else on this show.
In what way? They make you cry?
Yeah, it's like, I feel like it's worse on Big Brother than the loved ones on Survivor because they're in there so much longer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so good for them. And like, does all this advertising make you want Wendy's more?
Kind of. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good. So I want to know this because they are really putting so much into the sponsored content that, like, I really hope it's working out for Wendy's.
I mean, I'm still not going to Wendy's, but it's making me. It's basically just making me annoyed that I can't eat it.
Okay, but like if you were at a rest stop with like several fast food options, you would now be more inclined to go to Wendy's than you would be before Big Brother Canada 6.
No, I'd still do something else.
Okay, well, then this is all a big waste.
It's really just like I'm sitting at home and I'm hungry and it's like, oh, I wish I had a burger from a place that wasn't Wendy's.
So rude. Does Wendy's have bad burgers?
I mean, I think they have fine burgers. I've been there before. Like, it's perfectly fine. I just, like, I prefer other burger places. So,
okay.
I'm not feeling like I want Wendy's. I'm just feeling like I want, like burgers and fries, you know?
Okay, but that works if you're a person who lives next to a Wendy's.
I live pretty close to a Wendy's. Okay,
well, this is what our live feed update has been reduced to.
Yeah. So they get this task. Johnny and Kayla have a conversation. Kayla says she never saw Johnny as a target until people started saying his name, which is true. You know, people started saying his name this week. Johnny became a target. Johnny asks Kayla if she's going after Liv and Allie or if she's just trying to hide a Final Four deal. She says, oh, no, we're not hiding a Final Four deal. Never, never. I'm going after them. Why would I make a Final Four deal with people I want to go after?
Right. She's like, yeah. Well, in the triple, it's either going to be me and Derek next to each other or Allie and Olivia next to each other. So like, obviously I'm going to target them.
Yeah. So that was that conversation. There were only so many conversations. Usually I pick and choose the important ones. This time, basically had them all.
There were roughly like three conversations total.
Yeah, like game conversations. Ryan campaigned some more. I couldn't even include this one. This it's just pointless campaigning. He thinks he can get Paris. He thinks he can get people and he can't. It's not going to happen.
He thinks if he gets Paris, then he can get Ali and Olivia.
Yeah, there's no movement on the Ryan front. Nobody is keeping him. Nobody's even coming close to keeping him. They're all too worried about the upcoming triple eviction and potential secret veto.
Yeah, and Ryan is trying to set up, like, you guys have to send Kayla home next, which, like, I don't know if he's just resigned to going home and wants his revenge on Kayla for getting him out or whatever, but, like, that's really what he spends most of the day talking about.
Yeah. So Maddie and Paris have a conversation. They talk about Johnny. Maddie's like, oh, Johnny asked Will about, you know, us or something along those lines. And they're talking about potentially targeting Johnny. This is, again, just kind of repeats of conversations they've had before. And they're talking about potentially targeting Johnny and or Erica next week because they are going off to work with Dayla.
Yes. And Maddie says that she wants to get him out, but she doesn't want to be the one to do it. And Paris is finally thinking about not throwing competition. She said she's almost tempted to win to be the one to get Johnny out.
Yes. Will and Johnny then talk, and Will gives Johnny the heads up. Hey, Maddie and Paris, they're drifting away. They're trying to
terrible
pull me
Will
in.
Impression. Hey,
they're trying to pull me in to work with Dayla. They're trying to get Dayla to work with us. You can't trust them. You should not be telling them things because they are turning. Johnny's like, ah, that Maddie. After I had to yell at Liv to keep Maddie in this house, and she's turning on me. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think Johnny and like Paris to an extent, everybody wants Maddie to just like blindly be their number one because like maybe she's a little bit more of a follower than some of the other people in the house, but like Maddie is not like Christmas. Like she's not gonna like blindly follow someone completely, so they can't get like mad when she's playing her own game. Like obviously it's annoying or whatever, but I think they're all thinking that Maddie is a different type of player than she actually is.
Yeah, I think that's true. Which, you know, she's to her detriment and her benefit, I guess.
I mean, she's being underestimated, but it's to her detriment in that, like, everybody feels more mad when Maddie turns on them than other people.
And she gets blamed for everything. Ryan right. is blaming Maddie for being on the block. Johnny is blaming Matt. Like, it's all Paris, but Maddie gets blamed for all of it. So Will gives Johnny the heads up. Will still loyal to Johnny over Paris and Maddie here, which is interesting to note. And then Johnny ends up having a conversation with Erica, Ali, and Liv where he's like, yeah, so I'm getting the feeling that maybe Paris and Maddie are trying to pull Dayla in, just like their body language, the way that they've been speaking lately. I feel like we should be on the lookout for that. So that was some interesting movement. You know, we said yesterday that this might happen, and it very slowly did. So we may see a little more movement on that front today on the feeds, but who knows?
Yeah, that classic body language, that Dayla body language.
Oh, yeah.
People just radiate.
All about the body language. That's kind of all that happened on the feeds. Like I said, the feeds were down most of the day. They came back toward the night, and we saw a little bit of movement, but not too much. And boy, we've got two more days of feeds before before we can finally, hopefully, get rid of Ryan. Otherwise, we're going to have another week of this at some point, which would just not be fun.
Yeah. The only other thing that happened that kind of bummed me out was Erica just talking to Ryan about how everybody's overestimating Kayla and she's actually not smart and not good at this. And I was like, hey, man, we just had that whole segment about how women are strong. Now that you're not allowed to talk about each other.
You know, I feel like people are a little too hard on Erica with this one. Like this is a game. And, you know, if Erica's thinking about like jury or she's thinking about anything regarding the game, it does behoove her to downplay how good Kayla is at the game to somebody going to jury.
Yeah, that was mostly tongue in cheek because of that strong women segment. Like yeah. Obviously women are allowed to talk about each other in the house. It just kind of bummed me out because I want all my faves to be best friends and be joint winners.
Yes. So that's really basically what happened during the day. Let me know if you have any questions, guys, if you don't want this to be a 10-minute update. But you know, sometimes that's all there is. It's only 10 minutes. Tracy says, Johnny's game unraveled so fast. Yes, it really did. And again, like, it basically got unlucky. The one person that couldn't win won HOH, and then that combined with the fact that he got targeted because he was, that was like taking a shot at Erica was taking a shot at Johnny. And then people started looking, they started inspecting, and they saw, and then everything unraveled. But again, as I said on the round table last night, I do think that if Johnny wins, or if one of his allies win, the HOH this coming week, I think that, there's a lot of other games that can unravel and Johnny will be able to rebuild. He has those skills. So, don't count him out quite yet. Let's see. Jordan asks, wouldn't overestimating Kayla be better because people would target her? Ryan is going to the jury or is going home at the very least. So Erica doesn't care if Ryan is targeting Kayla at this point because she doesn't know that he might get saved and she might go home. So I guess really either way, it doesn't matter because even if Ryan is in the house, she will be out. Yes. So no, she doesn't need to care if Ryan is going after Kayla. Let's see. Yes. Brett says an Erica HOH would be huge for Johnny. Yes, it would. Although honestly, I think Johnny should win the HOH. I think that would be better for him because Erica is too easily swayed by people. I think, I'm not sure she would necessarily be able to make the moves she needs to. However, if she did, that would theoretically be better for him because it would make her even more of a target again. Yes, I think that's all we got here. Here we go. Kelly, is Ryan's weight loss journey going to make the episode to make him more sympathetic for votes?
Probably, right? Because they have to make this for TV. They have to make this look like there's a possibility that it won't be him, right? So they have to like kind of balance it out.
Well, I mean, it really just depends on, again, like how they want to portray the situation for the viewers to vote on this twist. Like, do they want people to vote for Ryan to stay because they want him to continue to lose weight? I guess, I don't know.
No, I just imagine that they will want to present it in like at least a somewhat balanced way. And I feel like they don't have a ton of like positive Ryan content. So I feel like they'll throw that out there just as like something that he has.
I think like if Ryan makes the jury, if the jury does start, I feel like during the jury segment, they'll have a segment with Ryan talking about how much weight he lost. Or maybe if he's not going to be in jury, they'll have it like on the Thursday show or something. But I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure it will be that important.
You will underestimate how much Big Brother loves the frivolity of stuff like this.
But that's what I'm like. They would prefer regular frivolous things like ads and stuff. What can they advertise with? Eating on a diet of Wendy's, I lost 30 pounds.
Yes, literally yes. Remember the Subway diet? People were doing that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that anymore.
Okay, listen, Subway didn't commit a crime. Their spokesperson.
It's Judy asks, when do you think jury will start? Either this week or next week, otherwise we're screwed. Doom Tribe, that Kevin Martin has a PSA to save Ryan. Yes, he's got that bet going on. And I think he also just genuinely wants to see Ryan succeed, although I think it's all kind of intertwined there. Jordan says, Ryan will get a question at finale about how much weight he's lost. Yeah, if they do a good finale, but who knows? Tracy asks, what kind of HOH comp can we anticipate? Let's see, we had an endurance last time. The time before that was questions, and the time before that was also questions, I think. So maybe some kind of physical thing? Some kind of runny back and forth? I don't know.
Oh, classic runny back and forth comp.
Yeah, who knows?
Technical name.
I really am not sure. They changed it up. Not enough, but they've changed it up a little bit. Let's see. Ryan, not going to read that one. Tracy says maybe a luck comp. They haven't had many luck comps. I would love a luck comp. But, they really just, they, they haven't been doing luck competitions. So I think Maddie said she would like a luck competition.
I can't imagine why.
They need one because, yeah. Obviously I would like to see the game flip around some more. So Erica or Johnny winning would be exciting. But at the same time, it's like, give some other people a chance here. This is the same problem you ran. Just because you messed with the order of competitions doesn't mean that people aren't going to continue to dominate them. It's Judy. So tired about hearing about the triple. Yes, me too. I think a lot of people are tired of hearing about the triple. Hey, God forbid an actual triple happen. It'll be all they talk about for the rest of the game. So, Doom Tribe, we're due for a luck/crapshoot HOH competition. I agree. There should be one, but who knows? Shara, is there any chance Will is a target next week? Honestly, no, I don't think so. I think Will is good. I think either Johnny and Erica will be targeted, or Derek and Kayla will be targeted, or Allie and not Liv probably, but maybe Allie will be targeted. But I think that Maddie, Paris, and Will, they're kind of set here. They're in the sweet spot. So
yeah, with their perfectly functional alliance of three.
Yes, exactly. Tracy asks, who would actually take a shot at Johnny or Erica this week? Derek would, Paris, Maddie, Allie, maybe Liv, and that's about it. And then the other, Will, Johnny, Erica, they're going to be going after Dayla. Although Will could theoretically be convinced by Paris not to target Dayla, in which case he would be going after Allie and Liv, I imagine. So Starlet asks, who wins in a Derek Maddie final two? What do you think, Lita?
Okay, so I am inclined to think Derek, because I think if you have two people in the final two that, like, most people see them as people who didn't really do anything and people who didn't really make moves, I think that people are going to vote for who they feel less hurt by. And I think Maddie's going to wind up with more strikes against her. So I think it'll be Derek winning as more of like just a votes against Maddie rather than for Derek situation. Plus they'll have Kayla in there campaigning for him. I don't really see anyone in the jury house like feeling really strongly about Maddie winning in the same way.
Yeah, I agree. I think that if they went to a vote right now, I think that Derek would win it. Maddie's game would have to improve. She'd have to win some competitions, make some big moves, impress some people if she wanted to do that.
But Derek winning is the darkest timeline, so please don't put that out there into the universe. Thank you.
Does Will win against both Paris and Maddie?
God, I hope not.
I think that's another situation right now. I think I'd say yes. I think Paris, over the course of a couple more weeks, would have more of a chance. But especially, again, if Will gets saved by this twist, then he's a lock. If he's in the final two, I think he wins if he gets saved by the twist. Because, again, the subtle influence of thinking that people like him outside of the house will make people's opinion of him rise.
Yeah, but also the nature of Paris's game is for her to not really come out as a big player until a little bit later. Like, she's been throwing on purpose, and so obviously I don't think anyone would vote for her now because she's trying not to look like she's doing anything. But I think given a couple more weeks, I think she'll end up having a strong shot at the end.
Yeah, and I agree. That's why I bought some stock in her this week. But I do think that Will is somebody that she might have trouble against, just because they were working together for so long, and Will has been seen as the sort of more active person in that relationship for such a long time. And then again, especially if the twist is used on him, then that's not good. Not good. All right. I think that's all we've got for you now. We answered a few questions. We got a few more minutes out of this. So thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. You can check out, we finally got out one of our Ninja versus Ninja podcasts. We're going to record another one soon. It's a very fun season of Ninja versus Ninja. I very highly recommend it. It's just people doing fun obstacle. If you like the challenges on Big Brother, especially Survivor, it's basically like way better versions of that, especially the Ninja versus Ninja, where they're side by side, they're bumping into each other. It's a lot of fun. So check it out. Right, Lena?
Yes, and it changed times. It's on Mondays now. So if you were watching it before, that's happening.
Yeah, it doesn't conflict with any shows or podcasts anymore. Well, maybe it conflicts.
I mean, it's on at like 11 p.m., so yeah. I don't think it should conflict with anything.
But it's seriously very fun, and apparently they need more viewers because they changed the time slot. It's a very good show. It really reminds me of the good old days of Ninja Warrior on G4. So check it out. And of course, check out my Taran Show interview with Haley Strong. Coming up next week on The Taran Show, I saw June was just tweeting about this. I spoke with June Song, the legendary June Song. Wow. Very, very, very good conversation with June. I'm very excited about that one.
Back-to-back queens on The Taran Show.
True. Very true. So make sure you tune in for that next week on The Taran Show. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. With me tomorrow morning, in the morning at 10, I think I don't want to overpromise, but I think I might have Peely with me for tomorrow morning's live feed update.
Speaking of queens.
Yes. So make sure you tune in for that. I've got queens all over my podcast.
Amazing.
So make sure you tune in tomorrow for Peely in the morning. And then we're going to have, of course, the eviction recap after the episode. Lots of great stuff headed your way, guys. So make sure you check it all out. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.